Kai, close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business? With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of Kraft Ice from a new LG refrigerator, cooling your drink to perfection. Making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. Final days to save up to $1,212 on this exclusive LG kitchen package with Kraft Ice ends October 19th at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid September 29th through October 19th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
As you may or may not know, I have stopped watching the National Football League. When these buffoons, these idiots, these morons, these anti-American freak shows began kneeling for the national anthem and for our flag, I just stopped. And when the National Football League said, well, we're going to allow this as part of our players' expression, it's like, well, okay, fine. You want to turn your football league into a woke bunch of a-holes? Great. More power to you. I'm out. And I'm not going to contribute to your ratings. I'm not going to buy your merch. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. So I started watching, when I can, the college ranks. And I've got to say, there was a fantastic college football game. Number 8 ranked Oklahoma State University against number 13 ranked TCU, Big 12 action, Texas Christian University. And let me say about TCU. They were first on my radar screen when I was watching the NFL. TCU graduate LaDainian Tomlinson was a running back for the San Diego Chargers when they were the San Diego Chargers. And by the way, I wouldn't be a San Diego Chargers fan today because they decided to up and leave San Diego to go to Los Angeles, which was somebody was born and raised in San Diego. That's just an ultimate backstabbing. There's a whole story behind what's going on with the Alex Spanos family and what they did to San Diego. And at the end of the day, just up and leaving it. So that's a whole backstory I'm not even going to get into right now. But anyway, so TCU got on my radar screen, and I've been a fan of the Horned Frogs ever since I got here to Texas in, what was it, 2006. And TCU has always had I've always had a soft spot in my heart. So I always watch what the football program has been doing. And they're on fire the beginning part of the season. They were undefeated going into this contest over the weekend. And it was a great football game. There was a lot of talent. It was the first one I'd actually sat and watched all the way through from the first snap all the way to the end this season. And what a ride it was. And TCU was down. Their quarterback, who has known his own personal trials and tribulations, losing the starting gig, senior. He has had a good season up until this point and was struggling on Saturday. And the TCU Horned Frogs decided not to quit. They were down by over 2 touchdowns at one point in this contest going into the half. And I just wondered whether or not they would rally, because it's been a team of players that have been making big plays throughout the entire season. So I wondered what the second half would hold, and I'm watching, and they're clawing back, and they're battling back, and their defense came to life and started basically getting in the way of Oklahoma State University and really causing their quarterback a lot of fits, who I've got to say, their quarterback seemed not to be at 100% himself. So at any rate, TCU in double overtime pulls it out and comes away with the victory to remain undefeated. What a fantastic, fantastic football game. And it's, I've got to tell you folks, if it were not for the college ranks, what the game that I love, I wouldn't be able to watch the game that I love. I love football. I love the team aspect. I love the physicality. I love the athleticism. I love the strategy of football. And, well, because the NFL took that away from me, it's why I've been looking for alternatives out there. USFL, I think they came back. They've got some of these second-tier leagues, these pro ball second-tier leagues that are coming in vogue. I'm hoping they catch on. And I'm looking forward to partaking in those. And then the college ranks. So I don't think we're going to talk about football with our buddy Sean Chastain. We have a lot to catch up on. It's been a rather eventful week, I have to say. Plus, I have something I'm going to be talking with him about. You may or may not remember in the last show behind the show, we made reference to no rain in North Texas and no ability to wash some of this sap that is everywhere around Texas and North Texas. Well, it turns out it's not sap. Wait until you find out what that gunk is. It's all coming up, the show behind the show on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, welcome to it. It is the show behind the show. Our buddy Sean Chastain joining us for another week of fun and frivolity. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you along as always. And what is on your radar for things to talk about this week?
Just a quick update for the throngs of people that are wondering about it.
Yeah.
I unboxed my new toothbrush.
The toothbrush, that's right. We were supposed to get a rating, an evaluation. For those of you who didn't listen to the show behind the show last week, Sean had an impulse buy on Amazon.
Yes.
This vibrating toothbrush.
Yeah, it's the Sonic Black. So I was reading this article in the Daily Mail about how incredible this thing is.
Okay.
And like we talked about last week, I don't know why, it was a complete impulse buy. And I was thinking about my worn out toothbrush, you know, the 5-pack from the dollar store that I got, that I've been using. And decided why not, because it was on sale, like a really good sale on Amazon.
Okay.
It was $29, and I think they're normally like closer to 80.
Now, is this, so, this is the same people that make my Sonic hair.
Oh, is it? The yeah. Sonic Black?
Yes.
Is what this is called?
Yeah.
Well, so it hypersonic vibrates. And so you don't really brush your teeth. You just kind of hold it on there and move it around a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And it does all the work for you. It's got three settings, or four settings. It's got clean, soft, whiten, and massage.
Okay.
And they're all varying degrees of vibration.
Okay, let me stop right there. I am looking on Amazon right now because I wanted to see this thing. Now,
right.
there are Sonicare toothbrushes that are black, but they still say Sonicare. But what yours says is Sonic Black.
Yeah.
Now, is that from Moon Sonic Electronic Toothbrush? Is that what it is?
I have no idea, man. Crap. I don't have the box anymore. I'm sorry.
How the hell am I? Okay, so describe me how it looks. What it looks like.
It's black, and the little removable heads. The head of it is tiny, really small.
Really small.
And so you just put a little tiny dab of toothpaste on there, and I tell you, you touch that head to your teeth, mm-hmm. and your brain is addled because it is moving so fast, and it's like a woodpecker on crack, you know. Oh, it's just like, man, it's crazy, and it. I mean, it seems to be doing okay. My teeth aren't sparkling white like some news anchor or anything, but.
Now they've got.
It seems to be working all right.
They've got Aquasonic Black Series Ultra Whitening Toothbrush. Is that it?
That might be it. Yes.
Okay. So this is a bestseller on Amazon. This is not Sonicare. So okay. This is Aquasonic Black Series Ultra Whitening Toothbrush. ADA yes. accepted electric toothbrush. Eight brush heads.
Yeah.
Wow. So it came with eight brush heads, and it. And this is 33% off at $39.95 is what they're saying.
So it was when I bought it, it was $29.
That's cool, dude.
So, yeah. Like anybody gives a shit about my toothbrush.
Well, you have no idea who might be out there looking.
I guess.
Looking for
I can't believe that people even listen to this stupid segment every week. But if they do, I don't know.
Hey, it's one of our most popular, but still. You have no, dude, oral hygiene is important. It can be threatening to your life if you don't have good oral hygiene.
I'm going to go to the dentist one of these days, one of these years.
Whoa, you haven't been to the dentist?
No, I don't go to the dentist now unless there's something wrong.
You should at least get a 6-month cleaning. That's crazy.
I know.
Man, are you serious? You have not gone to the dentist. I can't believe that. Anyway, okay, so back to this toothbrush.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody's looking for it, it comes with eight toothbrush heads in the pack. So, you know, being a user of Philips Sonicare, those heads are expensive and they get you on the purchase of the head. So this looks to be like a very good alternative. And you're saying it's getting a lot of buzz.
The article I read said it was, you know, it was like Amazon's most popular thing and thousands upon thousands of reviews and
85,452 ratings.
Yeah. So I don't know why people went nuts for this thing, but apparently they have. And
well, I think
it seems to be doing all right.
I think it's it's an alternative, man, to the Philips Sonicare, which is $99 bucks.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And you don't get all those toothbrush heads. And this one comes with a travel case and all kinds of fun stuff. So
yeah, there you go.
And the average rate, by the way, it's 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
So 78% of the folks who try it gave it 5 stars. 13% gave it 4 stars, and only 4% gave it 3. And then only 5% 2 or 1. So
in my shop, I have a Sonic cleaner. So you put some kind of a lot of guys use. Pine Sol, I've got in there carburetor cleaner right now because I was doing some carburetor work or some greasy kind of work.
Right.
And so you put it in there, and it's got a heater too, so you heat that stuff up, and then it just does the same thing that this toothbrush does, just rattles it at a hypersonic speed, and it shakes all the stuff off. So I guess that's what my teeth are experiencing.
Well, you know, that makes sense, and I think the technology, the frequency of the vibration helps shake loose the material in your teeth, and actually it kind of works. So that's how it was explained to me by the dentist when I went back to the dentist.
Well, but man, I'm telling you, you touch that thing to your tooth, holy cow, it will addle your brain.
Okay. So if I was going to give it a review, a Sean Chastain review.
Yeah. So far, thumbs up, I guess. I mean, it's real easy to turn on and off and real easy to switch settings. And you don't go through a whole lot of toothpaste because there's just no room for it. So now it seems to be all right, man. Cool. I like it.
Well, this is going to be a bit of a hard turn, as they say in our business. But of course, it's the Salcedo Storm podcast, so, and the show behind the show. So really, we can go from 0 to 60 in no time flat here. Look, we completed a series on the Salcedo show on Newsmax this week, and it got me to thinking, you know, I'd never really talked to you about faith, because we were examining the end times prophecies. Because there are some folks who are looking around going, it's not been this bad ever in my lifetime. And
well, in your lifetime.
Right, well, exactly.
So the people who talk like that crack me up.
Well, I know what you're going to say.
This is the end of times.
I know what you're going to say, because back in World War I.
No, I'm going to say that 100% of the people who predicted the end of the world have been wrong.
Right.
And people always think about how bad times are now. Meanwhile, we all have jobs and driving, you know, two cars and living in houses. I can't imagine what medieval times was like. Not the restaurant, but the actual medieval times. No, I mean, if medieval times was like the restaurant, it was probably pretty fun.
For those of you the rest of the country that maybe not know what medieval...
There's a few of them around the country, so...
Well, they got them in L.A., and they've got them in Florida, and they've got them here.
In Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, in North Texas. So medieval times is a tournament-style family fun. Basically, it's an equestrian show with some theatrics in it, which is indoors, and it's kind of fun, you know?
And jousting and sword fighting.
Yeah,
Prithee and all that stuff.
And good food. I got to say, it's damn good food.
So yeah, you know, it's not bad for what it is. I mean, everybody gets the same thing, and it's how they crank out some pretty moist chicken for 3,000 people. Yeah, I know. Pretty good, though.
Pretty good spread, I got to say. But again, dude, on this whole thing, look, we recognize that there have been times in the past where, you know, and actually in the present, you know, if you live in China, you live in Venezuela, you're like, damn, this is the end times, because life is miserable here. So with all that said, there seems to be, you know, this whole push for a one world government, this whole...
Yeah.
I mean, it's all happening right in our face. So I've never really talked to you about how you look at spirituality and how you look at your relationship with God, and how does that go?
I'm not a churchgoer, I will tell you that. I have kind of a difficult time with the hypocrisy of much of organized religions. Mm-hmm. Because I really, hypocrisy to me, I really try hard not to be a hypocrite. And there's just so much of it, I think, in organized religion. I don't know if you watch The Righteous Gemstones on HBO.
No.
Oh. Well, you need to watch it, because it's fantastic.
The Righteous Gemstones.
And it's kind of it's about a mega church in the South and what goes on in that and the family that runs it. It's very funny.
Osteen? Anyway. Is it Osteen's place?
No, it's more of a, you know, your traditional, probably like a Jimmy Swagger kind of thing, maybe, or something like that. Anyway. It's really good.
Well, see, and again, I mean, I understand about the organized religion thing. I'm just saying, look, I think we've all got most of us anyway, have a personal relationship with the Almighty. What's yours?
Yes.
What's yours like?
I pray a lot.
Yeah.
Talk, you know. I believe that there's a higher power out there, and I understand and appreciate the story of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I don't know. I just talked to God, and so far my life just seemed to work out all right. So I'm cool. I guess, you know, we're all cool.
We did this series, and, you know, I guess you know me. I openly talk about my faith and God all the time. Whenever it suits me. I've never felt that I've had to withhold that, and sometimes I forget. I just forget that how... And this is not tooting my own horn. It's just how that freely that flows from me, and naturally it flows from me, and how rare it is in media. And so we did this, and I had a couple of, you know, detractors saying, you know, just stick. Remember what Rush used to have, the stick to the issues crowd? You know, stick to the news is what they told me.
Sure.
Just a couple of those, but overwhelming avalanche of folks who were, thank you, praying for you. Here's my experience. Here's an author that I have read who would be a great resource for this examination. And it was just overwhelming that. And I'm just wondering, maybe you see that there's a hunger out there because of the secularism that is gripping this society and others.
I get real annoyed with the taking God out of school crowd.
Yeah.
Because I think we've talked about it on this show before, that if God's not in the school, that's on the parents. Because there's you can pray anytime you want. You can pray silently. In fact, it says in the Bible, I believe it's in Romans, on how to pray. Mm-hmm. And it ain't gathering around the flagpole making a big scene out of yourself. It's not going to the 50-yard line and kneeling and making a big scene out of yourself. It's going to your room quietly and talking to God.
You know, and I got that from somebody who said, you know what, I believe that people's faith ought to be kept behind closed doors.
That's what the Bible tells us to do.
Behind church doors. Well, no, it says don't get out there and pray and be hypocrites about it. And that's what it says. And I counter with this. Our Constitution was set up to where you could express yourself and your faith anytime you wanted to. And the Catholic faith and a lot of Christian faith say that you're called on to evangelize. And when you evangelize, that's the definition of not keeping it to yourself. You're to spread the word. So, sure. So that's.
And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, yeah. I think how you live, even though it doesn't matter one bit whether you get into heaven or not, but I think how you live should probably be what other people think about you and your religion, you know?
Yeah. Well.
And since it's not a merit-based system to get into heaven, doesn't really matter what you do here. Well, there's only one way.
Well, there are certain rules rules of conduct that you're supposed to follow, and
supposed to follow. Yeah, but there's one way.
Well, one way. There is one, and through Him and through acts.
That's it.
And through your acts, and part of going
not even through your acts.
Well, yeah, no, how you treat. It's in the Bible. How you treat the least of me is how you've treated me. So through your acts of kindness, through your acts of charity, that's my point of view. Is that, you know, and there's always this introspection in my part. Am I doing enough? You know, am I?
Sure.
I got to be honest. Part of what drives the podcast, part of what drives what I do on the Salcedo Show, I feel like I'm driven because. And I go to bed at night and I'm praying. And part of my end of night prayer is, God, please just guide me in what you want me to do and what you want me to talk about and what needs your attention and use me as that conduit. That's that's the prayer in essence, you know, somewhere thereabouts.
Sure.
So anyway, and then that's going to lead me to this. I don't know if you caught this on social media. There's a mama bear out there. In California, I think it was the Encinitas Union School District in, what the hell was it? San Francisco. It was a suburb of San Francisco, right? Or inside of San Francisco.
Right.
And she is just laying into this school board that said, you know, it'd be a good idea that we used our school resources to promote a drag queen, not story hour, but it was a drag queen show taking kids.
Right.
And her point was this, and I've been jonesing to ask you about this. What is it that is so family friendly about men dressing up as scantily clad women in fishnets and undulating? What is so quote unquote family friendly about that? And she wanted an answer. She was pissed.
So sure.
She says, you guys owe me an answer and you owe these parents an answer. What do you say?
There's nothing, absolutely nothing family friendly about that. Now, if you're in a family like that, that is accepting of that behavior and want to expose your children to that, knock yourself out. I mean, we can't, when you start policing parents, that gets into some real danger.
So if you want to take your kids to a strip club, go ahead.
Well, you can't because there's an age limit.
Well, hey, this event that she was talking about was sponsored by a 21-plus gay club and a transgender surgery center, a transition surgery center. That's what the event was sponsored by.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous to now. If parents want to take their kids to that, knock yourself out. It disgusts me. Well, I mean, dude, freedom is hard sometimes. Yeah. Because right now, I can guarantee you that there are people reading Mein Kampf to their children.
Well, what's the difference between what's the difference between taking your kid to a place of scantily clad women and a place of scantily clad men? What's the difference?
Well, nothing. I mean, it just what I'm trying to say is
right. Well, that, one you're saying is illegal, and one you're saying is not.
Well, no, it's illegal to take them into a 21 plus club.
Yeah, I agree.
If they're children.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I mean, you know, there are golf tournaments sponsored by strip clubs all the time. I mean, you know, I don't know how many 12-year-olds are playing in that, but I guess they can if they want to.
And I don't remember seeing many 12-year-olds on the back nine posing with a couple of pole dancers.
You know, but so I mean, if that's what you want to expose your children to, I'm not going to stop you. I think it's disgusting,
right?
And it's not my bag.
No,
what I will say is, if any public resource was used for that, that is ridiculous.
Well, that should be illegal.
Yes.
And I think it is.
Agree on that, because that is not right. And
that leads us to this woman whose name is Elizabeth Guzman in Virginia. And she has introduced legislation that would say to parents, if your little girl or your little boy comes up and says, I'm the opposite gender, and you don't support that, the parent can be criminally charged with a felony.
Well, that's going to go to the Supreme Court eventually.
Oh, you think?
But, get shot down pretty darn quick.
But damn it, man. It's like they're not even, it's this, hey, we're here to drive a wedge between parents and their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they're saying.
And you're seeing it all over the country, like this woman in San Francisco. You're seeing it all over the country of people standing up. I mean, that's one of the great things about COVID taught us, is that parents were finally pulling their heads out of their butts and learning what their kids were learning.
Right.
And said, no, you're not going to be learning that. And so now you've seen entire school boards ousted and replaced with right-thinking people. And, you know, you're seeing people stand up all over the country, and you know, you're even seeing the DOJ get involved with investigating parents with an EDU after they're, you know, who've done web searches with an EDU in it.
Yeah, and calling them terrorists. You know.
Yeah, it, you know, and that crap's going to change because people have woken up and they're standing up to it. And they're running for school boards, and you know, like we talked about, the two most important elections in your life are your school board and your DA, and people are waking up to both of those elections all over the country. I really think there's a change coming,
dude. The Republican Party of Texas. I just got word that they are, for the first time, they are actively getting involved in school board races. But you know what? They're behind because the Democrats have been doing it since 2015.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah. Now,
the crime thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that affects everybody in their, you know, maybe you haven't been personally affected by crime, but in your city. And when I saw today that Wawa, I don't know what kind of store that is.
It's kind of it's kind of a convenience store.
A convenience store? Okay. Yeah. That I think it was New York City, they're pulling two stores out of there just because the crime is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was Philadelphia.
Yeah. And, you know, so you're seeing stuff like that, and that affects everybody in their daily lives, and people just aren't standing for it. And they're now finally realizing that it's because of these crazy liberal DAs that are in there. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, half the time you don't even know if a DA is Republican or Democrat, because I don't know if those are even, what do they call it when there's no party affiliation election?
They call it a non-partisan election or a...
Yeah. you know, so a lot of judges and stuff like that. Now around here in Texas, they'll proudly put that that elephant on their signs, you know, as they're campaigning.
Yeah, even the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, probably.
So the way anybody looks at them, right? I was expecting Texas. Yeah. Well,
so yeah, so the crime is that's going to be tough for the Democrats to overcome because it's gotten out of control in basically every community.
Yeah. Did you, when you were a kid, watch The Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Me too. Now, what do you think of John Schneider?
Yeah, love me some Bo Duke.
Yeah. So was he Bo or Luke? Luke was the brunette.
Oh, wait a minute.
Luke was the brunette.
He was Bo. Yeah, he was Bo.
Bo was the blonde, and that was John Schneider. Now, he went on to star in Smallville as Clark Kent's dad, as Jonathan Kent.
Nerd alert.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just reading his filmography. He's come up with a new movie.
Uh-huh.
And the trailer is, well, the trailer's awesome. The movie's called To Die For. And I think he wrote it and produced it himself. And we put
because John Schneider ain't gonna get any help from Hollywood.
Tom Selleck is lucky to be working too, right? Yeah. Kelsey Grammer, after he came out as a conservative, he's lucky to be working. Anyway, so Schneider, the premise of this is this little guy in Podunk, America, just wants to keep his flag up, and you watch this trailer and you go through this trailer and it's snot-nosed kids. Yeah, it's not the 4th of July. Take down your flag, old man. It's housing ordinances and all this kind of stuff. This through the trailer, through the two-minute trailer, you watch this guy go through hell just over his flag and his transformation from just a kindly old guy into a hardened criminal because he stood for his flag.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got, dude.
And those are real stories all across the country.
Right. But you've got to watch this trailer.
I will.
So that's a tip. But this attack on the flag, I think, is real and purposeful, don't you?
Is Catherine Bach in this?
Catherine Bach. You know, I didn't see. Is she the blonde?
What?
Is she? I don't know who Catherine Bach is.
Did you watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, that's Daisy Duke?
Yeah.
Okay, no, she's not. No,
That's too bad.
Was that her name, Catherine Bach? To me, she'll always be forever Daisy Duke. Sorry. and those shorts. Those shorts.
Yeah. Straightening the curves, and then they would show her.
Yes. Flattening the hills.
Straighten the curves, yeah.
Anywho. And so I want you to check that out. Maybe let me know what you think of the trailer next week.
All right.
Now, something came out in North Texas, and this is something, folks, for those of you around the rest of the country, this is something maybe you have experienced, and we're new to it. The first time I've ever experienced, and I've been in North Texas since 2006. Mm-hmm. Okay. The people around North Texas have been experiencing their trees dripping sap everywhere. I mean, it's been...
So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, remember? Because I had, you know, some hack in my post-nasal drip.
Yeah.
And I said, whatever is oozing over my truck is, you know, I guess causing me some allergy activity.
Well...
And you said it's the sap from the pecan trees. But it's not.
It's not. We've come to find out, courtesy of an article in the Star Telegram, that's where I found it.
Yeah.
The North Texas region has not had its normal amount of rain this summer. It has been abnormally dry.
Really dry.
Really dry. So because of the heat and because of that, we normally this quote unquote sap would be washed away and the population of what actually did create this quote sap would have been mitigated by the water falling out of the sky.
Yes.
It's aphids.
Can you imagine how many aphids there must be?
Yeah.
Because I literally, my truck is just, It's sticky all over.
Dude, your truck, my
it's all bumpy, you know, because of the whatever the aphid vomit or poop or whatever it is.
Waste,
I don't know.
Dude, it's
whatever orifice it comes out of it's is it's everywhere.
Aphid crap. It's aphid crap.
When I pull out of my driveway and get onto the street, because there are big pecan street trees that go over my street
right
most of the way down. And I don't know if you've ever been to a drag strip, but they will treat the drag strip to make it super sticky.
Yes.
So the tires stick.
Right.
And that's what it sounds like when I drive my truck down the street. You can hear the tires peeling up the sticky.
Well, see, and for me, it's walking around with all the the leaves that are falling and sticking on the bottom of my shoes. And I said, now this is what I had said. I went indoors and I looked at the bottom of my shoe and there's leaves stuck everywhere. So I'm washing it off in the sink and it came right off. And I said to my wife, I go, you know, the good news about this sap, this is before I read the article, is that it's water soluble. It's washing right off. Turns out it's not sap. Yeah. And that's the reason why it's water soluble. So they're telling you, spray down your trees because it'll create a fungus. But the fact that there's that amount of aphid crap is everywhere. And we've got rocks in some of our flower beds, right?
Yeah.
And our rocks have this stuff all over it. And that they're kind of a light black. And now they're a dark black, as if you put tire black that you put on your tires.
I can't imagine how many trillions of aphids there are.
Dude.
And what's the point of them?
Well,
because don't they just eat vegetable material?
Yes, but they're also food for larger insects, which are food for birds and food for...
Okay, you know,
They're part of the chain. I'm not...
That's probably going to be one of the questions for God, you know, when you get up there. Like, really?
Aphids?
Did
really?
We need pooping aphids to cover an entire state?
That's...
Really? Do we really need them?
And
what about the mosquito? Really necessary?
First off, you just named my new band Pooping Aphids.
Yeah.
And you just named the podcast.
Like, God, just a couple questions here for you.
Just a couple questions.
Thanks for letting me in. Appreciate it. But real quick, what's the deal with the aphids?
I'm not judging. That's your job. I'm not judging. Sean Chastain, everybody, in the show, behind the show, your chance to chuckle before the week that is, and we're actually doing it on a Friday, so it's our chuckle in the week that was. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Love you, man. See ya.
And that there is going to put the wraps on another successful show, Behind the Show, on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites I want you to check out. The first one is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find all the news that impacts Texas. If it impacts Texas, it will impact America. The other website is ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. You can also track us down, the Chris Salcedo Show, on Newsmax, weekday afternoons, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, getting us into prime time Monday through Friday, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, please remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value. We don't measure that worth on how much power is seized by an out-of-control government. We measure that worth on how much power is reserved for you and me. We the people. See ya.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of Kraft Ice from a new LG refrigerator, cooling your drink to perfection. Making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. Final days to save up to $1,212 on this exclusive LG kitchen package with Kraft Ice ends October 19th. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Offer valid September 29th through October 19th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.